Over the past 28 years, I have learned that no matter how educated you are, being diabetes literate makes a difference. Having spent time in the company of friends and family who have diabetes, I have been able to observe firsthand how important it is to understand how to live with diabetes. Diabetes is not something you can cure, but it should not stop you from living a long and happy life. My former husband was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 17. He knows a lot about his disease. He understands how food affects him, how much insulin he needs to take, what type of insulin to take, and when to take it. As a result, he has successfully lived with diabetes for more than 40 years, and in his early 60s, leads an active and happy life. In contrast to my former husband, are my grandmother, my mother, my brother, and my aunt, Grace. They all had type 2 diabetes, and despite being knowledgeable about many things in life, they did not learn to manage their diabetes. For years, they struggled unsuccessfully to maintain their health with little true understanding of what they needed to do, and eventually, they all passed away from complications of the disease. By the time she was in her 50s, my mother had thyroid issues, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. She was used to taking medications, so what was adding diabetes to her cluster of diseases? At the time, it seemed as if all she had to do was take another pill, and she would be fine. This lack of understanding of diabetes and the cumulative effect that it could have on overall health led to her demise. She rated each day as being either good or bad, without thinking of the long-term consequences of the numerous bad days. Her attitude was always that tomorrow was going to be a different day. In most cases, it was not. My brother Jamal was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at the age of 40. I didn't know he had diabetes until he came to visit us in the U.S. for his 50th birthday. As a young kid, Jamal was a super athlete. In high school, he was a charmer. The girls called him Don Juan. His grades in class were either Fs or As, never in between. He could sit down, listen to a song on the radio, and then play it on our piano without ever having taken a piano lesson. He also had a photographic memory. My siblings and I agreed hands down that he could have been a rocket scientist if he had wanted to. At the time of his diagnosis, Jamal lived in Australia, where he had access to excellent medical care. Yet, when I saw him on his last visit to the U.S., he looked gaunt, walked slowly, and had not slept through the night in years. I showed Jamal how to manage his blood sugars and explained that if he was going to the bathroom 3 times throughout the evening, it could be because of his high blood sugars. He got a glucose meter to test this theory. He learned about carbohydrate counting, and we found him a physician who put him on insulin. When he left the U.S. a month later, he had a skip in his walk. In fact, he called me from the airport to thank me for helping him figure out what he needed to do.